Hey gang, Bill Storm here with you. So this week I want to talk to you about your happiness number, okay? What is your happiness number? So before we dive into that, this is gonna relate directly to what we've been talking about recently with the three pillars of progress that's taught inside the Tony Robbins organization. Now, in order for this to make sense, I want to describe to you what my position was within the Tony Robbins organization, so you can see how this could be interesting, like how this could be something that I would have to stop and question myself. So the description is this: Bill advises and consults with Fortune 500 companies, executives, managers, and sales professionals in the areas of peak performance, leadership, organizational behavior, psychology of achievement, and sales success. So if you heard that description, immediately you would think of, okay, this is a person that is going to be talking to me about, you know, being educated, being motivated, being inspired to do more, and constantly striving to get to the next level, right? That's generally what you would read into this as the description. But the interesting part about that with me is that's not really true. So before we get into this any further, let's just review the three pillars of progress quickly, and then I'll relate the message in so we can figure out what your happiness number is. And the happiness number that I'm referring to is how much is enough income-wise? What is enough for you to make yourself happy without going to the point of diminishing return where more doesn't necessarily mean better? Okay, so the three pillars of progress go like this, right? If you're trying to achieve anything in life, the first thing that you need to do is pillar number one, you need to get focused and you need to get clear on what it is that you actually want. Now, this is really interesting because some people don't know what it is that they actually want. They think they know what they want, and generally they're heading towards a goal that's expected of them, right? So they've been kind of structuring their whole life towards going towards something, and they're not sure if that's actually what they want. This actually happens a lot in our early lives with academics, right? You're told that you need to study hard and you need to prepare. You need to figure out what you're going to do for a living. But the funny thing is you've never been there before. You have no idea. You don't have any experience on it. So how could you possibly know which direction to head? So instead, you just kind of blindly go that way and you kind of go in the direction that maybe your parents told you, or you know what a counselor told you that your career path might be. And maybe you even continue your education past high school and you go to college and you start working towards a degree when you have no idea what the real world experience of that is like. So sometimes we get thrown off course just by that type of a thing. But what happens is as you get older, if you're not really following the path that you really want, about what you really want, you're going to start to feel very uneasy about it. You're going to feel very unsettled about the thing. And matter of fact, you're going to start to feel very anxious about the thing. So one of the great things that you can do to help you get clarity around what it is you actually want is to write down a list of everything that you don't want. And once you figure out all the things that make you anxious or don't add value to your life, then it becomes a lot more clear on what it is that you actually do want. So that's step one, getting clear and getting focused. Step number two, or pillar number two, is getting the best tools for the result. So the point of this is, hey, let's not reinvent the wheel. There's probably somebody out there who has already created a map for this, like step-by-step on how to get to where you want to go. And there's probably somebody that could advise you that you could turn to help you fast track your progress to get there instead of taking all the arrows in your back, taking all the bumps and bruises and making unnecessary mistakes that you don't need to make. So getting the best tools, the right mentors, the straight strategies, so important. Now, here's the thing. Sometimes you can know exactly what it is that you want, and you can have the right tools. You can even have a great coach to help you get there. But then the third pillar, and this is one that's very, very important, is you have to get aligned and you have to get integrated in order to get the result, right? Because haven't we all been there before where we know exactly what we want, we know exactly the steps that we need to take, and then for some reason, we just don't follow through. We sabotage our success. Maybe we procrastinate and we just don't do the thing. So sometimes things aren't quite in alignment. And if they're not in alignment, there's going to be this constant tug of war back and forth, and you're not going to be able to achieve the result that you want. So for example, you could say, hey, I want to start my own business because I believe that if I start my own business, then I can write my own ticket and I can make as much money as I want. But I don't want to fail, right? I don't want to be judged, right? If I try to start a business and it doesn't work, I don't want to be judged, right? If it doesn't work out, or I want to start my own business, but I don't want to take a risk. So can you see how those two things are at odds with each other? Right? You can't have it both ways. You can't say, yes, I want to step into freedom to create my own business, something I'm passionate about, but I don't want to take a risk or I don't want to be judged. That's just not going to happen. Right? It could be the same thing with a relationship, right? You could say, hey, I want this. I really want to have this great relationship, very intimate, close relationship with somebody, but I don't want to get hurt. Right? Well, you can't possibly develop a very close, intimate relationship without giving everything of yourself, without exposing yourself to that other person. So if you want that, but on the other hand, you don't want to get hurt, you're not going to be able to fully open up. So that's not going to happen. How about your health, right? You say, hey, you know what? I really need to lose some weight, but you know what? There's things that I really enjoy and I'm just not going to give those things up. I just don't want to give those things up. So sometimes that's what happens is we have this constant tug of war. We have these conflicting inner struggles that are going on, and that stops us. So we have to make sure that we get clear about what we want, get super focused on achieving the thing, then getting the right tools and the right mentoring and coaching and strategies to get it done. But then we have to make sure we don't have any internal conflict. So those are the three pillars of progress that we need to focus on. So now how does that relate to our happiness number? How does that work? So here's what we're going to do now. We're going to actually get into the application of the three pillars of progress. So here's the first question. What is progress anyway? What does that mean, right? Because I think today, in today's world, progress, somebody might say, well, technology is progress. You know, we're constantly advancing. We're constantly getting better. And I start to think about that sometimes, and I'm like, is that really true? Because I know for sure with me that the more technology we enter, or the more technology that's introduced to us, the less we actually communicate with people, right? I remember when I was a kid, right, that we had a telephone, but that telephone, if the phone rang and the person on the other line wasn't there, they weren't there. Right? There wasn't even a way to leave a voice message or anything like that. And if you wanted to get together with people and you wanted to actually have a conversation, that's what you had to do. You actually had to get together and you actually had to communicate face to face, right? And I think so much of progress can be a double-edged sword. Yes, it allows us to do a lot of things, but it can also distract us from doing the main thing, right? Which is actually connecting with people and living a life fulfilled, okay? So most people think of progress as moving toward having more or toward something better. But could progress also mean moving away from something that doesn't really give us true happiness, okay? So now you're thinking to yourself, well, Bill, that doesn't really drive with your role as a peak performance strategist now, does it? And I had to do a lot of soul searching and thinking about that myself. But then I got to thinking about it, well, what does peak performance actually mean? And I started thinking about this a little bit more deeply. And I said, you know what? Peak performance is learning how to live your life at its peak. What does living your life at its peak actually mean? Okay. So now let's get into talking about your happiness number. And let's see if we can explore that a little bit and see if it all makes sense. So the question I had at the beginning is, what is your happiness number? Okay, how much money do you really need to feel happy? How much money do you really need, first of all, just to live, right? And I'm not one of those people that's ever going to tell you to limit the amount of money that you earn. I'm not going to say money is the root of all evil, because that's obviously, that's not true, right? It's the meaning that you associate with money that really makes a difference. But I think with your happiness number, the first thing you have to figure out is, okay, what do I need to actually live on, first of all? That becomes your bottom line. I call that your bottom line nut, right? This is what you definitely need to have to exist. And what do we really need to exist? Right? We need food and we need shelter. That's what we really need as far as money goes to be able to exist. And there's all different levels of that, of course. But everybody's happiness number is going to be very, very different. There are some people where their happiness number might be $5,000 a month. And they said, you know, Bill, if I just made this amount of money, boy, I would just be really happy because that would cover all of my bills and give me the extra money I need to be able to enjoy the simple things in life. Now, I remember when I was young. I remember when I was young and I wasn't making that much money to start with. I had a job in a corporate sales job, and my starting salary way back then was $2,000 a month. And then I was able to make commissions on top of that. And back when I was, you know, in my early 20s, I thought to myself, wow, if I could just double that, right? If I could just make $4,000 or $5,000 a month, that would be just great, right? I would be so happy with that number. Well, the funny thing is as you start to get older, right, you get to that number and you get very comfortable with that number, and life changes and you take on more responsibilities and things like that. So then all of a sudden that number changed. My happiness number was no longer 5,000. Now it had to be 10,000, right? And so on and so forth. And it's a never ending grasp, right? You're always grasping for more if you don't get yourself in check and you don't really know what it is that you actually want in life. Okay, because there are some people that will get so frantic about their work or their business or their income that they're not really living a life that they really want anymore, right? They become a prisoner of the life that they've created for themselves, but it's really not in alignment with what they really want. So first thing is to know what you really need. And then you ask yourself, will more add more value, and will adding more add more happiness? Maybe it will, maybe it won't. And if so, how? You need to define that. If I put in more effort, if I put more output to get more income coming in the door, how is this going to add more value to me, and how is it going to make me happier? If so, how? You want to define that. You really want to write that down, because that's what gets set in your nervous system, right? This is what propels you to move forward, is when it becomes a part of who you are and what your mission is, okay? So then you ask yourself, well, what could you do with the excess? If I know that my bottom line nut, if you will, is 10,000, anything above that, what could I do with the excess? Could I invest it? Could I use it to be a blessing to other people? And I really need to spend some time thinking about that as well. So when we're thinking about our happiness number, what we want to make sure we don't do is we don't want to compare ourselves to others, right? We want to run our own race. We want to stay in our own lane. It doesn't matter what somebody else wants or what somebody else needs or what somebody else defines as success. Only you can do that. And what I will say again is you will know that in your heart, because you will know what actually fulfills you and what actually makes you more anxious. So while a certain amount of money may define success for one person, it may be the exact opposite for another. So for example, you may be the kind of person, one of the things that really, really makes you happy is you love old cars. You love collecting cars. You like working on cars. You like showing cars. And you just love cars. That's what makes you happy. Well, I'll tell you right now, if you are a car collector, that is an expensive hobby. Okay. That is a very expensive hobby. So your level of happiness may be measured by how many cars you're able to purchase and work on, or the shows that you're able to attend. All of those things are going to become very, very important to you. Same thing with something like the game of golf. Golf has become very, very expensive to be able to play. But if that's something that makes you happy, right? If that's something that gives you a lot of passion, that's your time when you get to break away, you get to hang out with your buddies, or this is the time you get to get outdoors and enjoy the sunshine and just a great game, right? That's going to be more expensive. That's going to be more your happiness number is going to have to be up there a little bit higher. But there are some people where they don't need any of those things. They want to live a very, very simple life. It costs very, very little. So for example, something like going hiking or going camping, that doesn't require a lot of money. And some people, their happiness number may be lower because they have less demands, or the hobbies that they have are a little bit less expensive. Same thing, your happiness number may be different depending on the size of your family that you have or the responsibilities that you have. So the thing is what we need to do is we need to take some time, especially if you are a very high achiever, especially if you're a peak performer. This is one of the hardest things to do, is you need to be able to turn off the noise, to pay attention, to pay more attention to the life that's happening right in front of you every single day. I know I'm guilty of that. I catch myself multitasking and doing things all the time. One of the greatest joys in my life right now is my golden retriever pup, Charlie, and I'll find myself multitasking, doing multiple things instead of just being present with him. So for example, if I go out in the morning to take him for a walk, many times what I was doing is I was like, well, while I'm walking with him, I will also learn a language, right? So I'd have this app in my ear and I would be learning this language. But then what was happening is sometimes he would see something. Maybe he would see a squirrel or something would get a distraction to him and he would pull, right? And he'd almost rip my arm off, right? Because I wasn't present. I wasn't really paying attention to him and what he was doing. I was so focused on this other thing. And I thought to myself, Bill, what are you doing? Right? Turn off that noise. Pay more attention to the life that's going on right in front of you right now. And if you are a very high D personality or a type A personality like I am, that is difficult for you to do. If you're a business owner, that is difficult for you to do because you have so many things being thrown at you. You can literally throw yourself into a frenzy and just make you anxious. So living a life that's worth living. For me, that means living at the peak of consciousness, right? If I want to be a peak performer, I want to be at my peak of consciousness as what's truly meaningful to me. So take some time today and think about that, right? Go through the three pillars of progress and figure out, first of all, what is it that you don't want? Because that will lead you to what you do want. Number two, what tools and resources and strategies and heck, who is the person that can help get you there faster? Who's the coach or mentor that you need to be working with? Maybe you're not working with one right now, and maybe that needs to change to help you get clear and get focused and moving in the right direction. And then last, getting aligned and getting integrated to be able to get the results. So you want to make sure that there's no inner conflicts going on with what you want versus what you think you want versus what you actually do want. Once you've done that exercise and you're really clear about what that is, now take some time and take a look at your monthly expenses and figure out what your bottom line nut is, right? What is that bottom line nut? How much do you actually need to be able to live on a monthly basis? And then figure out what your happiness number is. And everybody has one of those. So for example, you know, if your monthly expenses come out to $10,000 a month, for example, and you said, hey, you know what my happiness number would be? If I made $20,000 a month, not only would that allow me to cover my expenses very, very easily, but then I would have this excess amount of money that I can use to invest, that I can use to give away to people that are less fortunate to me. Maybe I can take a vacation, or maybe I can just not worry about spending that little bit of extra money to go out to dinner, to go out to a restaurant, or to go have a cup of coffee somewhere and not have to worry about that thing. What is that happiness number? And then think about that and say, okay, if I have that happiness number, once I'm beyond that point, will it really add more happiness? Will it really add more value? Yes or no? And now you really come to understand what that happiness number is. And I think that's a great exercise to do for somebody who is constantly grasping and constantly reaching all the time, because you're never, if you're that person, you're never going to be happy, because every time you get right there, right? It's like the carrot and the stick. Every time you're just about to grab it, it's going to move away from you again. And it's great to be motivated. It's great to be ambitious. It's great to be all of those things. But if it get you to the point where you're always frantic and you're always anxious and you're never fulfilled, you're never really happy, now you're really not living at the peak of consciousness. You're not really being a peak performer. You're just being a frantic performer, okay? And we don't want to be in that circus, right? We don't want to be a circus performer. We want to be a peak performer, living at the peak, having the kind of relationships we want, being in peak health, feeling good every day, right? Being emotionally at our peak, being at our relationship peak, all those things. We want to take a look at that overall balance and make sure we're living that kind of life at the peak of what our true happiness is. Okay, so that is our lesson for today. If you would like to have a discussion with me. If you feel that I may be able to help you get clear and get moving, because sometimes that's what happens. Sometimes we have so much going on in our head. We have so much clutter and so much happening in our head that we just can't seem to sift through it all. I would be happy to have you do that, help you do that. Just reach out to me. And I'll be happy to have a friendly 15-minute chat with you around that. I'll ask you some great questions that I promise you will help you eliminate a lot of the clutter out of your mind and help you get really clear and focused on exactly how to get you from where you are now to where you want to be.